This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم حديث تنين collection of both Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira. This is within the theme of mindfulness of the tongue. I'll probably do it tonight, tomorrow and the day after, and then I'll move on to Hajj inshallah. I just have a few more hadith that I want to share with you within this theme. And this is what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال أصدق كلمة قالها الشاعر كلمة لبيد ألا كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل وَلَقَدْ كَادَ أُمَيَّةُ إِبْنُ أَبِي الصَّلْتِ أَنْ يُسْلِمْ. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said the most truthful and honest word that a poet has ever said is what Labid ibn Rabi'a said. And Labid ibn Rabi'a is a known poet. He's one of the Ashab al-Mu'allaqat, meaning the Arabs, they treasured their poetry so much that some pieces of poetry were actually written with the water of gold and hung inside the Kaaba as evidence of its of their worth. And Labid was one of those few or seven people who had his a piece of poetry actually hanging in the Kaaba. And he accepted Islam late, but he did eventually accept Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ, the reason I'm bringing this up is showing you a little bit that the Prophet ﷺ was knowledgeable of poetry. He is someone who enjoyed it. He tasted poetry. He saw the value of it. And the reason that I'm talking about that is that this is not just an aspect of art, but that it's also the importance of a proper articulation. You know, when we say mindfulness of the tongue, the first maybe 10 hadith that I narrated for you were scary about the fact that, you know, this can take you into places you don't want to go. But also the tongue can take you in good directions. It can do great things for you. Sometimes you can say things that are extremely meaningful, and it can leave a lasting impact for thousands of years, if not longer. And the Prophet ﷺ said the best thing or the most honest verse of poetry that any poet has said is what Labid ibn Rabi'a said when he said, أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ. Indeed, everything that does not have Allah within it is batil, is falsehood, or just has no value to it. And then, again, this is poetry. I mean, anything that is not from Allah, for Allah, based on the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a teaching for Allah, anything that's not somehow going to get you closer to Allah is batil, it's just false. And that's true. And he said, indeed, Umayyah ibn Abi Salt, one of the non-Muslim poets that came before his time, alayhi salatu wasalam, or he actually lived within his time as well, said he almost accepted Islam on his own. He almost found God by himself. He almost found Islam, Tawheed, on his own. He didn't, but he almost did. To echo that, يروي الإمام البخاري عن أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أخا لكم لا يقول رفث. He said, indeed, you have a brother who does not say rafath, who does not say falsehood or useless things. And he was referring to Abdullah ibn Rawaha. And they said, يا رسول الله, what do you mean? قال يقول. And then he recited to them these three. قال فينا رسول الله يتلو كتابه إذا من شق معروف من الفجر ساطع أرانا الهدى بعد العمى فقلوبنا به موقنات أنما قال واقع يبيت يجافي جنبه عن فراشه إذا استثقلت بالكافرين المضاجع. And this is a piece of poetry that Abdullah ibn Rawaha said. And what he said was, and amongst us is the messenger of Allah who recites his book every time the beautiful light of the Fajr comes up. He's referring to the Salat al-Fajr. Yeah? He showed us guidance after eras of blindness. And because of that, our hearts are of certainty of all that he tells us will occur. He finds it difficult to sleep at night on his bed because he wants to get up to pray as the disbelievers find themselves heavy upon their beds. This is the wording of his poetry. So the Prophet ﷺ, not only did he applaud and commend what Abdullah ibn Rawaha said, he actually said this person doesn't say rafath, doesn't say just anything. Doesn't say poetry that's meaningless. He says things that have value to them. And he actually memorized sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of the poetry. And again, this is just to show that there's value in these things. There's a lot of value in this stuff. If it's said, you know, your words can have great impact and can have great value if you say the right thing for the right reason in the right manner. Your tongue, as dangerous as your tongue can be to yourself and your outcome, as helpful it will be in taking you to where you hope to go. And that artistic piece is something he appreciated and saw a lot of value in alayhi salatu wasalam. I won't take more today, we're almost 11 o'clock, I'll leave it at that. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أصدق كلمة قالها الشاعر كلمة لبيد ألا كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل. وَلَقَدْ كَادَ أُمَيَّةُ إِبْنُ أَبِي الصَّلْتِ أَنْ يُسْلِمْ. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.